And still on the mound, Stormy Rhodes, he looks back to second. Now a grounder from Kobayashi that goes foul down the third baseline. So a 2-1 count, and Stormy Rhodes started off this inning continuing to look pretty good. In that first inning, he allowed just the leadoff hit from Clayton, then got a double play ball and a ground out. 2-1 count here with two away. Pitch on the way home. That one misses inside, and Kobayashi has to step out of the way to make sure it doesn't get him. So a 3-1 count with those two runners on for the Rafters. And here in the top of the second inning, trying to be the first one to score still. Breaking ball is in there, called for strike number two. That one kind of on the inside edge. One had a little bit more movement to it, although it had quite a bit of speed on the pitch. 3-2 count on the way. Runners going, but it's a swing and a miss from Kobayashi. Strike number three, and that does it for the top of the second. So, Rafters and Dock Spiders still tied at zero as we will hit a quick break. And when we return, Rafters baseball bottom of the second comes up for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, hello, and welcome back into Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you back in to the bottom of the second inning. Rafters and Dock Spiders are tied at zero, and the first pitch to Rex Watson misses for ball number one. Jeremy Jones still out there on the mound for the Rafters, and he had a shutout first inning looking to keep the streak going, but this one is pieced into center field, and that gets down for a leadoff single from Rex Watson. Well, that's about exactly the way that the first inning began. Matt Hansen led things off with a single up the middle for the Dock Spiders. And in that first inning, he ended up going all the way over to third base, but he was stranded there after the balk had sent him there. He went to second on the walk, or he went to second on the 1-3 ground out from the next batter, but that made it to third on the balk. As this pitch is fouled back, Sam P is up at the plate. He now has an 0-1 count. And with the 0-1 count, the Rafters are trying to show off the defense. But before that, a ball was left in play and kind of got under the pitch clock behind home plate. So 0-1 with the runner on first base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. 0-0 ball game, and Rafters trying to take down the Dock Spiders. Quick throwback to first base from Barajas, but tag isn't applied in time. Over on first, Landon Gaz. He was playing in left field yesterday. Now a 1-1 count after the pitch missed for a ball. Runner on first, nobody out. At the plate, right-handed hitter and catcher, Sam Pease. Righty-righty matchup, pitch on the way. This one misses low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Dock Spiders won the game yesterday in a pitcher's duel, 3-1. And the two starters combined for 11 innings pitched. One run allowed. It was unearned. Runner taking off for second, and the throw down, and they didn't get him. Madden Akko thought that he got it. He tried to apply the tag backhanded. Couldn't quite get the call to go his way, so ends up as a either passed ball or wild pitch as it had bounced off of Junior Barajas. And the runner now in scoring position. So Watson is on second base. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. 2-2 count on the way home to Pease. Jones fires, swing and a miss. Strike number three. And that's the first out here in the second inning. And Pease, the second strikeout of the game for the Dock Spiders. Jeremy Jones still looking strong out there, and that strikeout was pretty big. Keeps that runner on second. Means that no sacrifice quite in order just yet. And up at the plate now, Taylor Freeman, the right-handed hitting second baseman for the Dock Spiders, has a runner on second with one away. Pitch on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number one. Jeremy Jones, 88 miles an hour on that fastball. Now has an 0-1 count. Trying to keep that runner on second base. He has yet to allow that run. He's now up to 11 2/3 innings in a row without allowing a run. 0-1 count. That one is a bit inside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. On deck, Tommy Guggins, and he's the nine-hole batter in the order. So after that, they'll flip back to the top of the card. But a 1-1 count here to Freeman. Jones looking back to second a couple times. Now fires it home. Swing and a miss for strike number two. That's a great pitch from Jones. And, man, he has been feeling it right now. Both him and Noah Marschke have been absolutely dominating for the Rafters over their last few starts. Marschke has gone three consecutive starts without allowing a run. Jones, two in a row, trying to make it three in a row here. 1-2 count on the way home. This one is fouled back to keep it 1-2. He'll stay alive. And you talk about dominance. Marschke, absolutely dominant in yesterday's game. Trying to step it up each time out. Marschke has improved his strikeouts over that three-game stretch of shutout starts. Jones is trying to improve his length. 1-2 count, a grounder towards the third base side, but foul. So once again, we'll redo the 1-2. And Jones, his last time out, I mean, it was a great start back in the first half, and he's improved in innings pitched almost every outing. 1-2 count on the way home, misses just a bit low for ball two. 2-2 the count. Now, Jones did have that one tough start against Traverse City back at Witter Field. As part of the doubleheader, he went just 1 1/3 innings. But outside of that game, man, it's been great for him. 2-2 count on the outside corner, called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jeremy Jones. And it'll bring up Tommy Guggins with two away and the runner still on second base. Guggins stepping up to the batter's box. Right-handed hitting shortstop for the Dock Spiders. One on and two away. Rafters and Dock Spiders still tied at zero. And with Tommy Guggins, he's up for the first time today. But Matt Hansen, he led off the game with a single. He's up next. First pitch is called for strike number one. Donald Say behind home plate. The home plate umpire over on the first base side of things. Patrick Hoskins, the umpire. And at third base, Preston Guzman. Got an 0-1 count as Jones will bring it home, but it misses low for a 1-1 count. And the Rafters have seen this umpire crew a couple of times. And personally, I've never gotten to look at different umpire scorecards and whatnot. Everyone's got their own strike zones. 1-1 count as this one misses upstairs for ball number two. But from what I've seen up here, at least more as of late, it's been relatively consistently between all of the umpires. Early in the season, it did feel like it was narrow for most of them, but it's slowly expanded out. Again, this is just from my perspective. 2-1 count, quick throw back to second, and it rolls under the glove of Akko over to Hayden Carlson, the shortstop. So the pickoff attempt at second, no good, but the strike still did count. So a 2-2 count with two away. Runner on second. In the bottom of the second, lots of twos there. I'll tell you what, the Spiders have two hits. They're trying to get two men on base. Pitch here, can't do so. It's a swing and a miss. Rolls in the dirt. Pick up, throw to first by Barajas. They got him just in time for the strikeout. So a strikeout of the side by Jeremy Jones. He's got four strikeouts through two innings. Trying to follow up what Noah Marschke did yesterday. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the third. It's tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas as we bring you back here to Hare Baker Field. It is the top of the third inning and the Rafters are currently tied with the Dock Spiders 0-0. Jeremy Jones doing his best Noah Marschke impression, although it hasn't kept the pitch count low. He's up to 38 pitches. On the other side for the Dock Spiders, Stormy Rhodes at 37 through two innings. And first pitch here of the third inning goes to Hayden Carlson, called for strike number one. Carlson, the right-handed hitting shortstop, he was batting third in the lineup earlier in the series as the second pitch is a swing and a miss, brings it 0-2. Playing in his first game for the Rafters yesterday, he is now making that second start. One of the guys from Saddleback College joins Junior and Jace Barajas as this pitch misses a little bit away for ball number one. 1-2 count. The other Saddleback College player, Jake Beauchesne, he's a returner to the Rafters but has yet to arrive. 1-2 count, misses outside for ball two. 2-2. He is active officially. Was included on the active roster for this series, along with Carson McIntyre, who we have yet to see. 2-2 counts, a swing and a miss for strike number three. So that's the third strikeout of the game for Stormy Rhodes. And I tell you what, this series has been strikeout heavy. Tons of strikeouts on both sides. The Rafters saw 10 strikeouts from Noah Marschke yesterday. Noah Weck had 12 strikeouts for the Dock Spiders yesterday. And then now it's 4 strikeouts for Jeremy Jones and 3 for Stormy Rhodes. First pitch to Royce Clayton Jr. is a swing and a miss. Brings the count 0-1. And Clayton up for the second time this game. He has the only Rafters hit of the night so far. Had a leadoff single back in the first inning. 0-1 count coming home. Misses outside for ball number one. Now, as opposed to yesterday's game, the Rafters had 2 base runners in the first inning, then didn't see another all the way up until the fifth. They saw just 1 base runner in the fifth inning as well. This pitch outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. And after the fifth inning, they didn't see another base runner until the ninth. That's how dominant Noah Weck was. 2-1 the count. On the way home, it is a high chopper over to short. Taking a high bounce in the dirt, it is not going to be anywhere near in time at first base. Clayton runs it out in plenty of time, an infield single for him. And that is 2 hits for the right-handed hitting outfielder as it brings up Noah Hata to the plate. He's still looking for his first hit in a Rafters uniform. And Hata, the left-handed hitting center fielder for Wisconsin Rapids, making that first start of his career and coming over from Hawaii Pacific. Comes from Kaneohe, Hawaii. But before the first pitch, it will be a pickoff attempt back towards first base. Clayton Jr. back in plenty of time. Hata, been from Hawaii basically his whole life. However, he did play in the West Coast League last year as the first pitch to him is taken on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Played for Nanaimo in the West Coast League. So he's got a little bit of summer ball experience. 0-1 count on the way. It misses low in the dirt for ball number one and bounces up and had to be blocked by catcher Sam Pease. Keeps the runner on first base, though. Clayton is a good base runner. However, he was out at second back in the first inning on the double play from Hata. So Hata hoping for a different result here. 1-1 count to the left-handed hitter. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way. Grounder foul towards the Rafters dugout. Picked up by Matanaco over there. Caught it off the hop. That's a nice play over there. But you're not on defense just yet, Madden. Save that. You got to save that kind of play. 1-2 count to Hata now. Runner still on first. Clayton not getting too much of a lead, and it's a swing and a miss from Hata for strike number 3. 4th strikeout of the game for Stormy Rhodes, and it brings up Junior Barajas to the plate with 2 away and a runner on first here in the top of the 3rd inning. And Barajas, a guy who's had plenty of summer ball experience. Barajas, a sophomore from Saddleback College. Runner taking off. Pitch is called a ball. Throw down to second. Bounces and goes to the second baseman who is backing it up. It's an easy stolen base for Royce Clayton Jr. And now a runner in scoring position with 2 outs in the top of the 3rd. I tell you what, these last couple of games, there haven't been too many hits, but it's fun to watch good pitching. And it's fun to watch guys try and make the most when they're on the base paths. That's what the Rafters are trying to do now. 1-0 count. This one is low for ball number 1. Sorry, 2. 2-0 count. Whenever you've got limited hits and runs in the game, everyone matters more. And so when you see a situation like this, you get more excited than in games where a lot of runs are scored. 2-0 count. This one is a pitch that's fouled back into the netting, so a 2-1 count. And, well, of course, the Rafters would love to add up a ton of runs here, and they've shown off the ability to do so this season. But tell you what, there's just something nice about watching a defensive game. And in yesterday's game, it was clean defense from the Rafters. Even though they lost, they did not commit a single error, just 1 from the Dock Spiders as well. 2-1 the count to Barajas. Pitch on the way home. It's a high grounder back to the mound. It's caught off the bounce, and the throw over to first is in time for out number three. 1-3 on the put out, and the Rafters, no runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. So we head to the bottom of the third. Rafters and Dock Spiders still knotted 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, hello, and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas as we welcome you to the bottom of the third, the Rafters and Dock Spiders. Still scoreless, and it'll be up to Jeremy Jones to keep it that way. Jones, the right-hander on the mound for the Rafters. The lefty at the plate is the leadoff man in the order for the Dock Spiders. It's Matt Hansen. First pitch to him, misses low for ball number one. Hansen, the third baseman tonight for the Dock Spiders. He has one of just two hits for Fond du Lac this game, and led off that first inning with a single, but was unable to come around to score. 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And well, now that it appears that the rain has partially subsided, we will bring you back in with the crowd mic. 1-1 count. That one is taken, called for strike number two. 1-2 the count. And with the 1-2 count, Rafters hoping to keep seeing Jeremy Jones continue his dominance. He struck out the side in the second inning after allowing the leadoff single. Foul here, grounded over towards the Rafters dugout, bounces just off the top of it. Keeps it a 1-2 count. And, well, the Rafters looking to move back up to 500 here in the second half of the season. First half of the season didn't quite go their way. Ended at 13-22, 1-2 count, misses upstairs for ball one. 2-2 count. And Hankerson Jr. on deck, he'll be followed by Jaron Sanderson. That's who's due up for the Dock Spiders. 2-2 count to Hansen, and the pitch on the way. In there, no. Called a ball. So now a 3-2 count. And a 3-2 count, now full with nobody on in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch on the way, this one skied out towards right field. Running up on it, Kobayashi, he will call it off and make the play, a step into foul territory for out number one. So one up, one down in the third inning, the streak of strikeouts ends for Jeremy Jones. And it brings up James Hankerson Jr. to the plate with one away and the bases empty here in the bottom of the third. And Hankerson, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Dock Spiders, comes into this game batting .297 on the season in 17 games played. First pitch on the way, misses high for ball number one. Now, earlier in the game, he did ground out 1-3. It was a nice play by Jeremy Jones. Had the runner go to second base, but he made the right call, just getting the easy out. 1-0 count on the way home. It misses low for ball two. Now 2-0, and Hankerson this season, already talked about the batting average, but he's driven in 17 runs. He's had a lot of power this season. 10 extra base hits in 17 games. Pretty impressive stuff. 2-0 count, and he sends one out towards deep center field on the run backwards. Hata, he will let it bounce off the wall, and here comes Hankerson into second. He will stay put at the bag, and talking about the extra base hits, he picks up a big one right there. A one-out double here in the bottom of the third inning, representing the go-ahead run. The Dock Spiders are now threatening. Brings up Jaron Sanderson to the plate with a runner on second and one away in the bottom of the third, tied 0-0. Jeremy Jones has gone 12 and two-thirds innings consecutively without allowing a run. Trying to continue this streak as high as he can. First pitch on the way, misses in the dirt to Sanderson. So a 1-0 count, and the Rafters hoping to pick up a big win here. And on the 1-0 count, it is taken low for ball number two. 2-0 to Sanderson. And well, the rain had come down pretty quickly earlier in the evening, and then it quickly subsided. It was nice to see. 2-0 count, a check swing here that he did go on. It's strike number one, so a 2-1 count here. And the Rafters hoping for the big win. They are really trying to get some momentum going. They had won the last two games of the first half prior to this, and trying to keep that momentum going. Pitch here is a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now a 2-2 count to Sanderson. And Sanderson, the right-handed hitting left fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup, has the runner on second base still with one out. Before that, Jeremy Jones stepping off to make sure that he's ready to go. T.P. Wentworth is on deck. Jones eyeing home plate, gets back into his stance. Now brings the pitch home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. Jones has his fifth strikeout of the game here, and that's a big one. Keeps the runner on second base with two outs here in the bottom of the third, and man, both Jeremy Jones and Noah Marschke really turning up the dial here in their two starts. Marschke struck out 10 batters in four innings. Jones has struck out five already, and we haven't finished the third. Runner on second base still. First pitch on the way to Wentworth. It is called outside for ball number one. So a 1-0 count, and Wentworth, the left-handed hitting right fielder, up for the second time this game. He is 0-1. Struck out looking back in the first inning. 1-0 count on the way. Grounder towards first, but foul. And now the count rolls even, 1-1. On deck, Nate McHugh. And the Dock Spiders hoping that it'll get to him, but Jones going to see if he can work out of the inning. Yet again, scoreless. He has gone 13 consecutive innings without allowing a run. That's a Rafters season high, but before that, looks like a ball had gotten loose from the Rafters bullpen and down there, and the right field line. They got to pause the game real quick, make sure that that gets taken out. So now we are ready to go. 1-1 the count with two away and the runner on second base. Jones looks back towards him, now brings the pitch home. It bounces in the dirt, but Barajas able to keep it in front of him to force the runner to stay on second. So a 2-1 count. And looking at T.P. Wentworth and what he's been able to do this year, well, more specifically what he did yesterday, he had a big double in the game. He went 1-for-4, but he did strike out twice. He's a boomer bust player, to say the least. 2-1 count. This one's hit high in the air towards left field. Going back on the run in left field. It's at the wall and goes over the glove of Clayton. It'll be at least a run scored, and that's where they'll keep him. An RBI double has given the Dock Spiders the lead in the third. T.P. Wentworth, I mentioned it, boomer bust. Well, he gets the boom right there. And that sends James Hankerson Jr. home from second base to make it 1-0 Dock Spiders in the bottom of the third. And now at the plate, Nate McHugh, the right-handed hitting DH. Up for the second time this game, he's got a runner on second with two away. First pitch on the way to McHugh, misses outside for ball number one. So 13 consecutive innings, that's the streak for Jeremy Jones, and that's where it ends, allowing a run. Even still, that is some dominant stuff right there, and might be in the Rafters history books for a little while, at least for the season. 1-0 count, he looks back towards second, now brings it home, but it misses low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Noah Marschke previously had the Rafters season high for consecutive innings without allowing a run. He went 12 1/3 in a row without allowing a run. That streak is still active, however. But Jones did surpass him as the 2-0 count misses away for ball three. 3-0. So a 3-0 count, runner on second base with two away, and McHugh likely going to be watching this one, but Jones has to find the zone. 3-0 count, taken on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 3-1 the count. McHugh flew out to center field back in the first inning, and while he didn't play in the game yesterday, McHugh is making his debut for the Dock Spiders. Swings and misses at this pitch to make it 3-2. Comes from Creighton, like I mentioned. He's a native of Franktown, Colorado. 5'10", 185, and got a 3-2 count here. This one sent over towards the left side of the field and a diving play over at shortstop by Hayden Carlson. Catches that one out of the air for out number three. Nifty play by the Rafters' new shortstop. And that ends the third inning, but damage was done. The one run comes across on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the fourth inning. It's 1-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench?
By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
And welcome back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and well, it's the top of the fourth inning. Raptors have a 1-0 deficit and trying to turn it around and make the comeback. They're going to be starting things off here in the fourth with their 4, 5, and 6 batters. Madden Akko leading off, takes the first pitch for strike number 1. Akko, right-handed hitting second baseman. He'll be followed by Caden Sigmund and Landon Gaz. Righty-righty matchup on the way. 0-1 count. It's fouled off of the foot of Akko. So it makes the count now 0-2. And Akko, he has been swinging a hot bat this season for Wisconsin Rapids. On the year, Akko was batting .342 entering this game. Had an .896 OPS, 0-2 count, grounded foul down that third baseline, so he stays alive. But recently hasn't quite been the outings that Akko was hoping for. Okay, yesterday's game, he went 0-4 with a strikeout. Today's game, 0-1 with a K. 0-2 count, misses outside. Now 1-2. But prior to that, you talk about that doubleheader against Madison, he was huge to it. Went 4-4 with a pair of walks and a hit by pitch as this one misses outside for ball number 2. So all things said and done, he reached base 7 times without being retired once. 2-2 count, grounded foul down that left field line, and it remains 2-2. So certainly doing a good job of working up the pitch count here of Stormy Rhodes, who's now crossed 60 pitches on the game, but not quite how the Dock Spiders have been able to work Jeremy Jones. 2-2 count, misses low for ball number 3, now a full count. Akko will be seeing pitch number 8 of the plate appearance coming up here. Jones is up to 63 pitches for the Raptors. Now 61 for Rhodes, and this one is a fly ball sent sky high in the air down the left field line, reaching foul territory. It's a long run, but the left fielder, Jaron Sanderson, will make the catch for out number 1, just shy of the fence. So now it brings Caden Sigmund to the plate, with one away and nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-0, the Dock Spiders have the lead. Sigmund back in the second inning, grounded out 4-3 on the putout. That's his only plate appearance so far, and grounds this one back for an 0-1 count. Sigmund making his Raptors debut, and guy who comes from Dickinson College. A little more in-depth about Sigmund. First pitch on the way here is called for a ball, so now a 1-1 count. Sigmund from Fuquay Varina as the 1-1 count. Misses inside for ball number 2, a 2-1 count. Joins the Raptors as a senior, and this will be his first season in the Northwoods League after spending last summer in a separate one, as this one is a fly ball down the left field line, reaching foul territory. Once again, it'll be caught by Sanderson for out number 2. Well, not too much time to introduce Sigmund, but he played 4 seasons at Dickinson and holds their all-time record for careers hits. And really, every season he's looked good there, even since his freshman year, and continues to look good, but trying to make his name known more than from Dickinson College. So, now up, it's Landon Gaz to the plate, and Gaz former Rafter who returns this season, but was just a second half contract as the first pitch misses away for ball number one. And last season for the Rafters, had just shy of a 700 OPS, 1-0 count. It's a swing and a miss to bring the count 1-1. And a career 300 hitter over his 3 years at Moorpark, where he increased his playing time over the past couple of years. And now the 2-1 count to Landon Gaz on the way. It misses low for ball number three. Went to Moorpark High School and from there made his way to UC Irvine. At UC Irvine, freshman year, just 8 plate appearances. And then this past season, 29 at-bats. Not too bad as he works his way over to first base with a walk. It's his second walk of the game. Both of his plate appearances. And now on to first base. It brings up Luke Skinner with a runner on first and two away here in the top of the fourth inning. Rafters down 1-0, but the tying runner is on first base. First pitch to Skinner is a swing and a miss for strike number one. And in yesterday's game, it wasn't the return that Skinner was looking for. Played in the first half early in the year, but then he was dealing with a rib injury. 0-1 count is fouled back. 0-2 and had to miss a bunch of time. But he kept on showing up to the games. He was with the Rafters basically the whole time outside of when he needed to have work done on his injury. 0-2 count. So yesterday he was excited to get back. Wasn't able to get the hit that he was looking for. Still trying to get one. He sends one over to second base. It's picked up. Throw on to first is just in time. 4-3 on the putout. And that does it for the top of the fourth inning. Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The bottom of the fourth inning comes your way here on WFHR. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Rafters are currently down 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. And the leadoff man stepping up to the plate for the Dock Spiders is Rex Watson. Watson up for the second time today. He's the six-hole batter, so it'll be Watson, Pease, and Freeman due up. Jeremy Jones still out working on the mound, and pitch count getting up there, but he creates a swing and a miss on the first pitch for strike number one. Watson, the left-handed hitting center fielder, and Jeremy Jones has been pitching pretty well this game, but only 3 innings pitched. He's trying to go deeper into the game than that. 0-1 count. Fastball upstairs for ball two. Ball one. 1-1 the count, and Watson back in the second inning. He singled. That's his only plate appearance so far, and on that single ended up on second base, but no further. 1-1 the count from Jones on the way home. Breaking ball. It's north of the zone for ball two. 2-1 the count. And now Jones brings the pitch home, but that one is called on the upper part of the zone for strike number two. Just a little bit lower than that last pitch and was able to get the call on it. We located it well. 2-2 the count. Watson from the University of San Diego has a grounder back towards the mound. Jones is there. He picks it up, flips it over to first, bowling ball style, and it can't be picked up by Gaz. Drops to the ground, and it ends up with Rex Watson over on first base. Well, it was a low throw from Jeremy Jones and was trying his best to not overthrow it. Well, he didn't overthrow it, but it wasn't a good enough throw to be made the catch on. So an E1 as Watson is over towards first base, and Sam Pease steps up with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch misses inside for ball number one. Now a 1-0 count. Pease, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Dock Spiders, up for the second time this game. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. Has a runner on first base, and the pitch here, that one misses a little inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And, well, this stretch of three batters here in the second inning, it was three straight strikeouts, so Jones has a little bit of experience with them, but they've got a little bit of experience with him now as the 2-0 count misses high for ball number three. 3-0, and second time through the order, it oftentimes helps out the batters a little more so than the pitchers, let alone the pitcher being more tired. The batters already have an idea of what he's going to throw. 3-0 count right down the middle is called for strike number one. Now 3-1 the count, and with Taylor Freeman on deck, Sam Pease trying to work on base any way possible. And in this game, just one walk from Jeremy Jones gets a swing and a miss on that pitch to make it 3-2. So still trying to avoid that second walk of the game. Jones has been accurate so far, but one pitch away from that walk and has to be careful here. Runner on first base. Don't want to put a runner in scoring position with nobody out. 3-2 count on the way home. Breaking ball bounces off of the plate and back into the field of play after being blocked by Barajas. But either way, it's going to miss for a ball. So Sam Pease is over to first base. Rex Watson is on second. And it brings up Taylor Freeman to the plate with nobody out and runners on first and second. And with that, Mike Spears will step on out to the mound to have a conversation with Jones. And, well, Jones up to 74 pitches in the game and only through three innings. It has not been efficiency like we've come to expect from him in all reality. I mean, it seems like every time he's kind of been more pitch to contact than he has been strikeout stuff. He had just three strikeouts on the season entering this game. He has five tonight. And while it's been nice to see him do well, he has not been able to work efficiently, which means that he's likely going to be coming out of the game after this inning at the very least. If he makes it through it, that is. He does not have an out here in the bottom of the fourth, and he's going to be trying to turn it around. He takes on the right-handed hitting Taylor Freeman up at the plate. First pitch on the way. This one sent up the middle, over towards shortstop, picked up by Carlson. Quick flip over to second, throw on to first. And they got him. 6-4-3 double play. That was clean. Maybe one of the cleanest we've seen this season. And that shows off some of the experience of these new defensive players. Hayden Carlson flipping it over to Matt and Akko. And Akko back on to first for the double play. Sam Pease was retired at second. Freeman out at first. But Rex Watson does move over to third base. So runner on third with two outs. Here in the bottom of the fourth, it's 1-0 Dock Spiders. They're trying to add to the lead as the first pitch to the right-handed hitting Tommy Guggins misses low and away for ball number one. 1-0 count. Righty-righty matchup for Jones. And this season against righties, it's surprisingly not been his best as the 1-0 count brings a swing and a miss to make it 1-1. However, for pitchers, it doesn't always work that the same way as for batters because the batters are often only put into positions where they're facing the same-handedness if they're a good batter. And, well, Guggins is a guy that maybe hasn't had the best success this year on the 1-2 count. Now to Guggins after that one was called for a strike. But generally, that's why pitchers struggle against the same side of the bat as the 1-2 count is fouled away by Guggins, so he stays alive. Against right-handed hitters this season, Jones has allowed a .353 batting average and a .934 OPS. Against lefties, though, just .143 average and a .451 OPS. 1-2 count on the way, gets the swing and a miss here, and, well, that'll help out his right-handed splits as he gets through the fourth inning without allowing a run. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We head to the fifth inning. Rafters down one here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, Stormy Rhodes is still out here for the Dock Spiders, and for Wisconsin Rapids, they are down 1-0 in the top of the fifth, trying to make the comeback. They'll be stepping up with their 8-9-1 batters here in the fifth inning, and that's going to be Hiroto Kobayashi, Hayden Carlson, and Royce Clayton Jr. At the plate, Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup with Rhodes. First pitch on the way. That one is called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Kobayashi 0-1 in the game. He struck out swinging back in the second. Pitch here is swung on and missed. Now 0-2. To Kobayashi. And Jeremy Jones up to 80 pitches, but Stormy Rhodes is nearing that marker himself. 0-2 count, just gets a piece of it. And Kobayashi stays alive at the plate. Hayden Carlson on deck, another right-handed hitter for the Rafters. You've got three righties due up in the fifth. 0-2 count, it's fouled away by Kobayashi off of his foot and back into the field of play, but ball is considered dead. And so it remains an 0-2 count once more. Kobayashi fighting to stay alive up there. Entered this game batting .229, but he's played in a ton of games for the Rafters, able to work up 20 RBIs. 0-2 count on the way home. It's sent to the right side of the infield, picked up at second base. Throw on the way to first is in time. It goes 4-3, And that retires Kobayashi for out number one. One up, one down in the fifth inning, and it brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate with the bases empty and one away here in the top of the fifth. Rafters down 1-0. Carlson up for the second time this game. Right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Stormy Rhodes. Rhodes in this game now 4 1/3 innings pitched. He's allowed just two hits, and Carlson swings and misses at the first one to bring it 0-1. And Stormy Rhodes, a ton of consecutive strikes. He has not thrown a ball since his walk to Landon Gaz in the fourth inning. Well, at least until that point in time. Now a 1-1 count. He had thrown 9 straight pitches before that ball was called. 1-1 count. That one misses low now for ball number two. And, well, all of a sudden I say something, and there it goes. 2-1 count for Hayden Carlson. Pitch on the way home from Rhodes. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 2-2 the count. And Rhodes was talking about those two hits. Both of them came from Royce Clayton Jr., and Clayton is on deck right now. 2-2 count on the way. This one's hit to the right side and goes under the glove of the first baseman. He'll get back to first base. The throw coming from the second baseman, not in time. Went just under the glove of first baseman James Hankerson Jr., and the second baseman, Taylor Freeman, picked it up, tried to fire it over to first. It was an accurate throw, but not quite in time, so Carlson is aboard first with a one-out infield single. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate. 3 hits now in the game for the Rafters, and that's the first hit that didn't come from the man at the plate. Clayton, right-handed hitting left fielder, has a runner on first with one away in the top of the fifth. First pitch is called for strike number one, and Clayton, 2-for-2 in the game. He singled both times back in the third inning. Stole second base, but was stranded there. 0-1 count on the way. Misses low for ball one. 1-1 the count. And back in the first inning, Clayton worked a full count before he was able to get on to first, but ended up forced out at second base on the double play. Noah Hata on deck. Pickoff move back towards first base. And Hayden Carlson back in plenty of time. And Carlson with the single there. That's his first hit as a Rafter. He had gotten on base yesterday with a walk, but now his first hit. 1-1 count. Another pickoff move back towards Carlson. Once again, he slid back head first back into the bag in plenty of time. So still a 1-1 count. With one away and the runner on first, Carlson takes off, but this one is crushed off towards left field. Going back on the warning track, left fielder on it, and it bounces off the track and over to the wall. Rounding third, he will head back to the bag. Carlson not wanting to risk it, and it's a double for Royce Clayton Jr., his third hit of the night, and he has the number of Stormy Rhodes. That is a great piece of hitting from Clayton, not able to send it over the wall there. This was a lot of other stadiums in the Northwoods League. That one's probably out of here, but 330 to the left field foul pole. Back at Witter Field, only 315, and those 15 feet might have been enough for that one to get out of here. But, of course, different field, and so you got to adjust to the different dimensions. Hata up at the plate. Left-handed hitting center fielder for the Rafters has runners on second and third with only one out. Trying to tie it up, just has to put up the sacrifice. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one. Rafters down 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Got the tying runner on third, the go-ahead runner on second with one out. Otta 0-for-2 in the game, trying to pick up his first RBI as a Rafter. Fouls this one straight back and out of play. 1-1 count, and I was talking to him a little bit earlier today, and he mentioned to me, hey, I just flew in last night and getting adjusted to the new atmosphere here in Wisconsin Rapids and caught the bus. But he was still getting adjusted. He mentioned, hey, I left a couple things back at home. Didn't even think about it. It was kind of just get ready to leave and get ready to play baseball. 1-1 count. That one misses outside. 2-1 count. Obviously not necessities. Of course, he has his cleats, you know, the jersey, the helmet, everything that he needs. But, man, I left my headphones back. 2-1 count, misses inside, the ball gets away. Here comes the tying runner, no throw at the plate, and the Rafters have knotted it 1-1 in the fifth. Wild pitch. Actually, they're going to call it a passed ball, but either way, it sends home the tying runner, and the Rafters now have the go-ahead run at third base. And that is a big mistake right there. Passed ball on Sam Pease, and with the 3-1 count, Hanna just needs a sacrifice to put the Rafters up, but he'll take the ball low to draw the walk. And now that's runners on the corners. But before that, there is going to be a mound visit, and the Dock Spiders manager stepping out here, which means that could be the game, and it is. Stormy Rhodes will have his night end here at 92 pitches. Way up there in the pitch count, and that's back-to-back games where the Dock Spiders